The weather pattern is unsettled across the region. It's kind of a classic unsettled summertime pattern, meaning showers and storms remain in our forecast on each of the next several days. Not every day is going to be a washout. There's going to be plenty of dry gaps mixed in, but every so often you'll be dodging raindrops across our area as the pattern will remain stormy at times through at least Friday. It was stormy this morning, even before the sun came up. A round of showers and some embedded thunderstorms came through. Perhaps you were woken up by those loud claps of thunder. Of course, that cluster of storms moved quickly off to the east this morning, and we've dried out quite nicely across the area today. Now, a big change from yesterday, the humidity, as if a large switch were flipped, if there were such a thing, but definitely we have transitioned from a rather comfortable, maybe slightly muggy air mass yesterday to a very humid air mass today. And we're going to keep things rather humid through at least Thursday. Having said that, it's going to dry out a little bit across the north. So from Plattsburgh to Burlington, it'll turn a little bit less humid by tomorrow. But for the rest of us, we're going to be stuck with this soupy air mass for at least the next few days. Showers and storms are likely at times as well. So be on the lookout for that through the late day hours into the early evening. Some of these storms could be on the strong side, so keep an eye on the weather. Now, as you head into the evening hours, once the sun goes down, the showers and storms will generally come to an end. So maybe a shower or storm this evening, then we'll dry out overnight with some clearing. Some areas of fog are likely, and we'll see overnight low temperatures that are mainly in the 60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, I'm still optimistic that most of the day tomorrow is rain-free, though I am going to put in the chance for at least a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, mainly tomorrow afternoon. So a day tomorrow that is mainly rain-free, but I can't rule out a pop-up storm, especially during the warmest part of the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the mild side, running mainly in the 70s and 80s. And again, for most of us, it will be rather humid. It will be less humid, though, across the far north. And that stormy pattern is with us again on Thursday into Friday, so showers and storms are likely at times. Though, again, I do expect there to be at least some gaps of dry weather mixed in. Now, here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a scattered shower or storm this evening, then partial clearing, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, high 76 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a shower or storm this evening, then partial clearing, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, a scattered shower or storm this evening, then partial clearing, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, a scattered shower or storm this evening, then partial clearing, muggy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with showers and storms likely, highs in the 70s and 80s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, with highs in the 70s to near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.